8:43, time for our community update with the Mattoon Chamber of Commerce and Ed Dowd. Hello, my friend.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I'm a little confused after the picture you sent me, but that's what you're going to try to clear up. Something that may very well be happening in the Mattoon-Charleston area.
Yes, so the I-57 interchange at Route 16, there are, on a daily basis, there are over 17,000 cars who travel on that. And IDOT is proposing changing the entire interchange to what they're calling a diamond raindrop configuration.
A double roundabout.
A double roundabout, basically. And the concern that the reason that they want public participation is because we will basically be the very first location in Illinois to have an interchange like this. So the IDOT's saying, hey, we want public input to see what your thoughts are on this. So I think it's very important, and I encourage people. It'll be posted on your website. It's on our website. There's a link where you can make comments on this. Some of the concerns are people will be able to get on the interstate crossing Route 16 in front of people traveling between Mattoon and Charleston and vice versa. So there is some concerns about how this will work on a regular basis. So please, I encourage you, check out the link that will be established by you guys and the Illinois IDOT website link that we mentioned, because there, it's a double roundabout. It'll be brand new, and it will definitely affect people who travel between Charleston and Mattoon on a weekly, daily basis.
So. Now, Ed and I, neither one claim to be engineers, but at the outset, it looks dangerous and confusing.
It does. I think, like anything else, change, people are concerned about change, but we really feel, or I really feel, that there might be some safety concerns as well. I don't know if they understand how much emergency vehicles have to travel under that viaduct to go to Sarah Bush from Mattoon and vice versa. So I do think that it's good for the public to make their feelings felt. And again, there will be a link established. Please check out the information. Check out the maps and the diagrams that describe how it's going to work. And like I said, they want public input. They won't change things unless there's enough people who either, explain that they don't think this will work or if they think it'll work. So,
okay.
Again, we encourage you to respond.
Okay. Well, onward to tastier things.
Yes.
Is there still, can I still get lobster?
Yes, until next Friday. We have to get a week in advance, even though the event's on the 24th. We only have till next Friday to order those lobsters for our lobster boil. And again, eating at the Eagles, there's plenty of room to spread out for people concerned about social distancing. And also, we're giving people the option to take them home so they don't even have to worry about, having to be next to people. So please, please, we encourage you. Again, it's on our website. There'll be a link on the radio station. And how often do you get to try live Maine lobster in central Illinois? So this is your opportunity.
I feel like Homer Simpson. Lobster. Now, I have, honestly, I will tell you this. I don't know if I've ever told you this. Maine is one of the most beautiful places on earth. And if you've never been, they call it Bar Harbor. That's how they talk out there. Bar Harbor. That I've had authentic Maine lobster, and there's something special about that cold water lobster. And now you don't have to go to Maine, you just have to go down the street.
Exactly. They're going to ship it to us live. It'll be ready to go. Again, how often do you get a chance to have that here in central Illinois? So unique chance, unique opportunity. Sign up, and we'll get you taken care of.
Indeed. All right, bud. Good to hear from you. Have a great weekend.
You too. Take care.
See ya.
Bye-bye.